This is the Peter Majeski teleconference with iAdvise for Thursday, January 31st, 2013 at 8 a.m. Central Time. Excuse me, everyone. Welcome to the Intercorp Financial Services conference call. At the conclusion of the presentation, we will open the floor for questions, and at that time, instructions will be given if you would like to ask a question. I would now like to turn the conference over to Peter Majeski. Mr. Majeski, please begin.
Thank you, Jeff. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Intercorp Financial Services' fourth quarter 2012 earnings conference call on this, the 31st of January, 2013. Thank you for joining us today. We are pleased to have with us Ms. Micaela Sassa, Intercorp's Chief Financial Officer, Ms. Claudia Valdivia, Interseguro's Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Enrique Espinosa, Interseguro's Chief Investment Officer, as well as Luis Felipe Castellanos, CEO of Interbank, and Gonzalo Basaldre of Interseguro. We will be discussing Intergroup's results per the press release distributed yesterday evening. If you have not yet received a copy of the presentation or earnings release, please visit www.ifs.com.pe to download a copy, or call us in New York at 212-406-3695. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Ms. Micaela Sassa, Intercorp's Chief Financial Officer. Ms. Sassa, you may begin.
Good morning and welcome to Intercorp Financial Services' fourth quarter 2012 conference call. We will start with a brief discussion of the highlights of Intercorp's performance. In 2012, IFS recurring earnings rose 4.7% due to higher financial income, partially offset by increases in provisions and administrative expenses. In the fourth quarter 2012, recurring net income declined 4% year-on-year due to higher provision and administrative expenses, as well as a decrease in fee income, partially offset by a 4.4% growth in gross financial margin. Net earnings decreased 8.7% quarter-on-quarter, driven by higher administrative and provision expense, partially offset by increases in financial income and other income. IFS ROE was 28.2% in 2012, below the 34% in 2011, but above the 26.2% in 2010. At Interbank in 2012, earnings rose 5.5% to a record $570.4 million, driven by sustained loan growth and higher fee income. Net earnings increased 13% on a recurring basis. The loan portfolio grew 9.3% during 2012, with a significant 27.8% growth registered in mortgage. The efficiency ratio remained stable at 48%, as operating costs were contained despite higher business activity. In the fourth quarter, net earnings were $125.8 million, in line with the fourth quarter of the previous year. Recurring net earnings decreased 17.2% quarter-on-quarter, despite increases across all income lines as a result of increases in provisions and administrative expenses. Recurring NIM decreased 30 basis points quarter-on-quarter due to a higher cost of deposits and the $250 million senior bond issue, which contributed to a higher average cost of funding. The past due loan ratio remained stable quarter-on-quarter at 1.8%. At Interseguro, in 2012, net earnings grew 0.9% and reached a record $189.2 million, driven by strong investment income. In the fourth quarter, net income decreased 25.3% quarter-on-quarter due to a lower technical margin loss, partially offset by higher administrative expenses. Annuity sales increased year-on-year but decreased quarter-on-quarter as a result of market contraction. Interseguro remained the market leader in annuities. Please turn to the following page for a brief overview of the net earnings of IFS and its two subsidiaries. On page 4, we can see a summary of the yearly earnings of Intercorp Financial Services and its two subsidiaries, where IFS recurring net earnings increased 4.7% in 2012. Total net earnings were $705.7 million, a 1% increase compared to 2011. Higher earnings were driven by an 8.9% growth in gross financial margins, partially offset by increases of 21.3% in provisions and 7.3% in administrative expenses. Higher gross financial margin was due to increasing loan volume at Interbank and strong investment income at Interseguro, partially offset by an increase in interest paid on deposit at the bank. In page 5, We can see this same info for the quarterly earnings, with a 4% year-on-year decrease in 2012 fourth quarter for the recurring portion. Total net earnings were $144.7 million in the fourth quarter, an 8.7% decrease quarter-on-quarter and 30.7% decline year-on-year. When excluding non-recurring items reported in the third quarter of 2012 and the fourth quarter of 2011, net earnings decreased 13.2% quarter-on-quarter. IFS ROE was 21% in the fourth quarter, below the 25% in the third quarter and the 37.4% in the fourth quarter of 2011. In the following pages, we will go through the detailed discussion of each company's quarterly performance. Please turn to page 6 for a discussion of IFS P&L statement. On page 6, looking at the quarter-on-quarter performance, we can see net earnings decreased 8.7% quarter-on-quarter, mainly due to increases of $38.8 million in administrative expenses and $33.7 million in provisions, partially offset by increases of $26 million in financial income and $26.5 million in other income. Financial income rose 4.1%, partially explained by the elimination of $15.5 million in gains from the sale of investments from Interbank to IFS in the third quarter, which was not repeated in the fourth quarter. Furthermore, higher financial income was driven by increases in investment income earned on IFS individual investment portfolio and interest on cash, exchange gains, and interest on loans at Interbank. Financial expenses increased 9.9% quarter-on-quarter due to higher interest paid on bonds as a result of a $250 million senior bond placed in late September 2012 and an increase in the cost of institutional deposits. Provision expenses grew 32.5% due to an increase in provisions for internal alignment of client rating, an increase in the past due loan ratio in credit card portfolio, and growth in commercial loans. Fee income rose 4.8% quarter-on-quarter due to higher fees from credit and debit cards and mortgage disbursements. Interseguro's loss from insurance underwriting decreased 52.4% due to a decline in reserves as a result of lower annuity sales. Annuity sales decreased as a result of an estimated 8.5% market contraction. Administrative expenses grew 15.2% quarter-on-quarter, mainly due to a particularly low level of administrative expenses in the third quarter, resulting from a $26.7 million reversal produced by the transfer of two subsidiaries from Interseguro to InRetail in August 2012. Looking at the year-on-year performance, net earnings decreased 30.7% year-on-year, mainly due to strong non-recurring investment income reported by Interseguro in the fourth quarter of the previous year. When excluding non-recurring items, net earnings declined 4% as a result of higher provision and administrative expenses and a decrease in fee income, partially offset by a higher gross financial margin. Financial income declined 3%, mainly explained by decreases of $68 million in investment income at Interseguro and $5.1 million in exchange gains at Interbank, partially offset by the increase of $33.4 million in interest on loans and $11.7 million in interest on cash at Interbank. The decrease in investment income at Interseguro was due to $58 million non-recurring gain on the sale of real estate investment reported in the fourth quarter of 2011. Financial expenses increased 12.5% year-on-year due to higher interest on deposits and bonds, partially offset by a reduction in losses from derivative products. Provision expenses grew 12% due to an increase in the past due loan ratio in credit card portfolio and higher provisions for internal alignment of client rating. Fee income declined 6.5% year-on-year as a result of a $6.4 million increase in the elimination of commissions charged by Interbank to Interseguro related to the sale of premiums. Interseguro's loss from insurance underwriting decreased 53.7% as a result of an increase in the elimination of commission paid by Interseguro to Interbank, as previously mentioned, as well as higher premiums of group life and annuities and lower reserves. Administrative expenses increased 3.4% year-on-year, a lower growth rate than that of business volume. IFS effective tax rate rose from 19.1% in the fourth quarter of previous year to 25.8% in the fourth quarter of 2012 as a result of a lower contribution to net earnings from Interseguro, whose investment income is tax exempt. Please turn to page 8 for a discussion of Interbank's performance. Interbank's net earnings were $125.8 million in the fourth quarter 2012, in line with the fourth quarter of previous year. Gross financial margin grew 6.3% year-on-year, but was offset by increases of 12% in provisions and 5.3% in administrative expenses. Net earnings decreased 21% quarter-on-quarter due to increases of 9.4% in financial expenses and 32.4% in provisions, despite increases in financial income, fee income, and other income. In the third quarter 2012, Interbank reported $7.3 million in after-tax income due to gains on the sale of investments. Excluding such non-recurring gains, net earnings would have decreased 17.2% quarter-on-quarter. Interbank's ROE was 21.9% in the fourth quarter, below the 29.8% reported in the third quarter and the 27.1% reported in the fourth quarter of the previous year. On page 9, we can see performing loans grew 3.5% quarter-on-quarter, with commercial loans growing 4.8% in the fourth quarter, the third consecutive quarter of growth after having decreased in the first quarter of the year. Retail loans increased 2.3%, mainly due to a 5.5% rise in mortgage loans. The growth in mortgage loans was the result of continuing demand for new housing and successful commercial efforts at Interbank. Other consumer loans grew 1.3%, driven mainly by increases in auto and personal loans. Credit card loans decreased 0.6% as the bank maintained a cautious approach in response to a system-wide increase in delinquency. Performing loans grew 9.3% year-on-year, with commercial loans growing 6.5%, driven by growth across most segments, including medium-term loans, leasing, and discounts, partially offset by a decrease in trade finance loans. Retail loans grew 12% year-on-year, driven by increases of 27.8% in mortgage loans and 10.1% in other consumer loans, partially offset by a 2.5% decrease in credit cards. In page 10, Interbank's total funding grew 0.8% quarter-on-quarter, in line with interest-earning assets. Due to banks rose 12.6%, driven by increases of 16.2% in funding from correspondent banks and 5.8% in local funding. The rise in funding from correspondent banks allowed the bank to replace other more volatile sources of funding for trade finance. Deposits decreased 0.7% due to a 16.4% reduction in institutional deposits, the majority of which were replaced by lower cost transactional deposits. As a result, the proportion of institutional deposits to total deposits fell from 29.6% in the third quarter to 24.9% in the fourth quarter. The bank's funding base grew 17.4% year-on-year due to increases of 11.3% in deposits, 39.9% in due to banks, and 32.8% in bonds. The growth in deposits was explained by increases of 16.8% in commercial deposits, 17.9% in institutional deposits, and 4.1% in retail deposits. During the first half of 2012, institutional deposits grew at a higher rate than retail and commercial deposits. As a result, the proportion of institutional deposits to total deposits increased from 23.5% in the fourth quarter of the previous year to 24.9% in the fourth quarter 2012, but decreased from the 31.8% reported in the second quarter. The growth in due to banks was attributed to increases of 49.1% in funding from correspondent banks and 24.5% in local funding. The increase in bonds was explained by two new bond issues. The first was $137.9 million subordinated bond placed in June 2012, and the second was for $250 million in senior bonds placed in September 2012. The latter transaction consisted of the reopening of a $400 million bond issue placed in October 2010 with a final maturity in 2020. On page 11, looking at the quarter-on-quarter performance, gross financial margin decreased 1.9% quarter-on-quarter as a result of a 9.4% increase in financial expenses, partially offset by a 0.8% rise in financial income. The growth in financial income was due to increases of 111% in interest on cash, 12.4% in exchange gains and 0.9% in interest on loans, partially offset by a 30.3% decrease in investment income. Interest on cash grew 111%, attributed to increases of 50 basis points in the average yield and 6.6% in the average volume. The increase in the average yield was due to higher returns in overnight deposits in the central bank. The growth in volume was due to higher reserve requirements in effect as of September 2012.